In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right. So, winecellarmedia.com. And I do mean winecellarmedia.com. This is a morning wine cellar. Just to remind you to go to the website. Remember, there are websites other than Facebook and Twitter. That's kind of ill, right? Because those privately owned social media joints sort of became like their own hubs of a whole internet outside of them. Right? I mean, where are we really going? Like, other than that, what, like IMDb, Wikipedia, Raw Story? But yeah, man, websites outside of those. And of course, like everyone else, we link our website content through the Socialfied Media, the privately owned Socialfied Media. But up on winecellarmedia.com, Phoenix Kaleeder got some work up there. Little information, the grand old party, the McPublicans, trying to ban folks from having the right to adopt, you know, sort of broad umbrella LGBTQ folks, you know, broadly speaking. And that was the House Appropriations Committee passing an amendment allowing taxpayer-funded adoption agencies to deny these folks the right to adopt a child based on religious objection. Which, and you know, some cold shit is, like, Democrats, and I mean particularly folks that vote Democrat, not politicians, but on the street level, people that identify and roll with and are registered as and with the Democratic Party, they just won't get down like this. And it's not like all Democrats are just fucking broke people. There are Democrats running around big paper that have jobs like this. And it's like, dude, just claim a different religion and be an asshole back. Somebody who, that you know is like a Christian asshole, and they come to your place of business wanting a service, be like, oh, fuck you. I have a religious objection, and your party made it legal for me to say fuck you. I don't have to serve you. And, Democrats just won't get down like that. They're on that fucking, they go low, we go high. Fuck out of here. Other shit that, Phoenix Kaleeder has up on the, website. Cops suspended after using coin toss application to determine traffic stop outcome out there in Georgia. And this is also a Becky Lives Matter story. All right, these are two white women just having fun. White girls just want to have fun. Out in Georgia, they've been placed on leave. I like how they be leaving out if it's paid leave or not. After a video showed them using a coin toss application before determining whether to arrest a woman caught speeding in April. And the police chief said he is appalled that it got caught on video, nigga. You're not appalled. You a nigga that steal. Quote from Sarah Webb. Why am I being arrested? is heard saying to the overseer, Courtney Brown. Man, that's white. Courtney Brown on the body cam footage posted by the NBC McPhillier WXIA of Atlanta, which first reported the story. And Ms. Webb, who said Friday she was speeding because she was late for her job at her hair salon, was arrested on charges of speeding, reckless driving, and driving too fast for conditions, according to police records. Now, on Monday, the prosecutor dismissed the charges, the station reported. In the video posted by WXIA, Brown and another officer, Christy Wilson, Courtney and Christy, K-R-I-S-T-E-E. So Courtney and Christy deciding whether or not, I want to know if the victim was black. I need to check that out. And through the magic of pause, I found it. And white woman. So this is amazing. All in one story. You have a Becky Lives Matter story, a white on white crime story, and a hashtag good cops story. All in one. Now, what I'm just interested in knowing, is this white woman who was the victim of these white women, has she ever been on the privately owned social media talking about, hey, not all cops, rule of law, they're just trying to do their job, it's a dangerous job, and they take it serious? I just want to know, nigga, somebody tell me something.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
And what else is going on here? CVS apologizes after Coupon Carl calls the police fellers on a black customer over that the real coupon that a white man decided was fake. Which, and I'll just mention this, just to once again say, I don't like the nicknames. I don't like the alliterative, fun nicknames. Just let's do real names. Like, I know niggas want to joke, and I think the big problem there is niggas is just using these stories to up their social media for no reason, right? Like, I want to up our social media because it brings more people to our own damn website, to our own damn content, and quite frankly, our propaganda. This is propaganda. Remember, propaganda is not a bad word. It just, like, people, we just disagree with other folks' propaganda. It's really what the deal is. Someone else does propaganda, fuck their propaganda. Mine's better, right? MSNBC propaganda, Fox News propaganda. You know, they're both doing it. It's just that they're gunning for different outcomes. All right. My propaganda, gunning in for sex workers' rights, trans right to Jesus Christ exist. Just very basic level shit there. All right. Anti-capitalist propaganda. You know, hopefully folks finding ways to, like, lefty-headed folks essentially forming small enclaves. We really just need to be near each other. Like, socialist-minded folks, I think we could do it. We could do it. And that's my propaganda. All right, and that's what I want to bring folks to our content for. And also, yeah, it is a second job. The wine cellar pays a bill or two. And, so this CVS, the manager and a second employee who was involved are no longer employed at CVS Health, the company said in a statement on its Twitter account Monday, adding that it had investigated, the incident. The company said that the CVS has a, quote, firm non-discrimination policies in place to help ensure that all customers are treated with respect and dignity. Profiling or any other type of discriminatory behavior is strictly prohibited. End quote. Bullshit. He just don't like that he was on video and went viral-fied. Very interesting. By far, just one of the wildest white men on earth. And of course it has to be, you know, because it's not all white people. But this is one of the ones that really stands out because he ain't got no lips. And this is a white people ain't got no lips kind of story for your ass. Convicted murderer plans to run for Senate from his prison cell. Now, that may sound a little weird, but just think about Republicans in general, all right? All right, I'm not big on them Democrat niggas. Those are not my niggas. But Jesus Christ, this is, quite frankly, if you look at Republicans as a whole, since Ronnie Regreg, this is very normal. Like, this, it doesn't stand out as much as it should. His name is Leonard Richards, and he's running for a Senate in Minnesota, despite being a prison inmate serving a life motherfuck term for two murders. And it's legal. The Minnesota law, it bars inmates from running for state-level offices, but they can run for federal motherfucker office. He can't even be there to vote! Mr. Leonard Richards is keenly aware of the loophole, and he has unsuccessfully sought federal office several times, despite serving a prison sentence that offers no parole. He is a 75-year-old individual and was convicted of killing his half-sister, of course. Her name was May, and he murdered her in 1982 and fatally shot his lawyer, Robert Stratton, in 1987. And Stratton's sister said in the Minnesota Secretary of State's office, told her it couldn't keep Richards off the ballot. Someone named Bert Black, who was a legal advisor to the office, said in an email that despite Richards' unspeakable acts, a white man killing someone and then killing someone else, these are unspeakable acts. This is why McMurka exists, because white men kill people. All right. Unspeakable acts. The courts have ruled that that the agency cannot prohibit a felon, even a prisoner, from filing an affidavit for candidacy. The only valid requirements are that you be of a certain age and that you live in the state on election day. He ain't moving, nigga. All right, so yeah, that's going on. White man style. And former police chief Feller got caught telling officers to frame black people. Now, this is not a caught on audio tape or video cassette tape, VHS, Viewmaster. He didn't get caught like that. But he was just telling the cops in a relatively small town, you know, not a big police force, that, hey, man, look, just if there's shit going down, find yourself a nigger. And just say the nigger did it. And, you know, a couple of them said, we're not fucking doing that. And they're still, hey, there's still cops. That don't make them good cops to me. Fuck that. you're still on it. Like whatever other grimy shit you've been doing, you've been okay with that. And so they went and snitched him out and got him fired. And he'll be okay. Like, because, right, it says, ooh. Excuse me. He's caught telling officers to frame black people. And records obtained by the Miami Herald suggest that during the tenure, the police chief, Raimundo Attestiano, you know, because people of color solidarity, the command staff pressured some officers into targeting random black people to clear cases. Quote, if they have burglaries that are open cases that are not solved yet, if you see anybody black walking through our streets and they have somewhat of a record, arrest them so we can pin them for all of the burglaries. end quote, from one cop named Anthony De La Torre, said in an internal probe ordered in 2014. He said, quote, they were basically doing this to have a 100% clearance rate for the city. And then what would that do? Because now that cop can be like, I'm the top cop. I should run for mayor. Right? You can see a career-minded motherfucker in the act. So that's going on. But again, like, and I remember one of the last things somebody said to me from the old hip-hop website, right? Because before we were on the Facebooks and all that shit, I don't know what kind of websites you frequented, but I was into my hip-hop websites. And it was H1PHOP.com, so hiphop.com, but instead of the letter I, it was the number one. And I joined that website, Jesus Christ, like early 2001, you know, late 2000, long time, long time ago. You know, shit, there were probably still some niggas with pagers when I fucking joined that website, nigga. And I, you know, interacted with those folks for fucking years, you know, and then like shit really slowed down and going into, I'd say like 2008, 2009, shit really slowed down on the website. And by the time you get to about 2010, it was just dead. Like the owner of the website, Rockwell, Rocky, whatever, I think his name was Rocky. He stopped paying the website bill and just let it die so that website's just gone. There's like an archive page on the internet in general of niggas just saying, damn, nigga missed that website, you know. And, but, you know, so I interact with these folks for these years. And some of them you find on the Facebooks, like LG, he's on the Facebooks. And Technique, I interacted with on the Facebooks. And Technique sort of, I mean, in classic New Jersey white man fashion, he went the libertarian route. And me, I was already progressive, went the progressive route. And also, I'm black, and he's white. So I went black, and he went white. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm posting about the police fellers. And one of the last things that he said before he blocked me was, hey, man, there's no evidence of the cops just being out to get black people. And leave it at that.
This show is fucked up.
All right, now, and in closing, the overtime hours are coming back. It's going to be tough to get the program out. Probably going to be shorter episodes, harder to produce them and get these gosh darn episodes up and done. But I still think that these stories ought to be told. This shit generally matters to me, you know, like this one that came off of the New York Times, like this individual name is Jade Quintanilla, and had come to the northernmost edge of Mexico from El Salvador looking for help and safety, but 5 months had passed since she arrived in this border town, and she was still too scared to cross into the United States to make her request for asylum. All right, now, violence and persecution in Central McMurrica caused by North McMurrica had brought up many transgender women, such as Miss Quintanilla, to crossroads, along with countless other, you know, sort of broad umbrella LGBT migrants. They're desperate to escape in an unstable region that McMurrica decided to make unstable. That is unstable because Europeans did not stay in Europe and fucked up the planet unstable. Let's make sure we know why. And in this region, where they are distinct targets. All right. Now, there are friends of, friends in San Salvador, Ms. Quintanilla said, they were killed outright or humiliated in a myriad of ways. They're forced to, cut their long hair, forced to not live in what one might refer to as their truth, you know, forced to live like as men, they're beaten, coerced into sex work, which is essentially forced to be a rape slave. Let's use the most accurate language possible. They were threatened into servitude as drug mules against slavery. That's just that slavery. Drug mules and gun traffickers. So rape slaves, gun trafficking slaves, and narcotic trafficking slaves. This is slavery of transgender people and gay and lesbian folks and bi folks simply because they are as they are. And it's a quote, and maybe a translated quote. I don't know if she speaks English, but a quote from Ms. Quintanilla, a 22-year-old individual, said, "I've gone up to the border many times and turned back," she said in a bare concrete room group. She said, "What if they ask, why would we accept a person like you in our country? If I arrive and they say no, it'll be like putting a bullet in my head," end quote. All right, now down here, trans women in particular encounter persistent abuse and harassment in Mexico at the hands of drug traffickers, rogue immigration agents. An immigration agent is inherently rogue. Rogue immigration agents and other migrants, according to the lawyers and activists. Once they reach the United States, they regularly face hardship as well. All right. Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ, we could just treat our other human beings like human beings. And I hear pet cat Jamal scratching at the office door wanting to get into the wine cellar. But treat human beings as human beings, goddammit. You know, trans women are not going to hurt you. All right. If anything, trans women are just being hurt. I don't think folks that are just being caused all this pain are out there looking to cause pain. Maybe I'm a fool. Most likely not. All right. So this is the Wine Cellar, winecellarmedia.com, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And I have 30 minutes to finish getting ready to head out to the corporate monster and do some goddamn factory work. Have a good one.